This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. The first installment of property tax bills for the current year will be in the mail by the end of the month, and that means property owners in the county have until December 11th to pay their tax bill. The second installment will come due in February, and any payments that aren't received by the end of business on December 11th will be considered late and subject to penalty. The HSU Advancement Management Board that raises money for the university for philanthropic purposes has announced it has raised more than $100,000 for the school's Go Green program. The Go Green Fund provides internships for students working on clean energy programs and gives them real-world work experience. Go Green works to lessen the school's environmental footprint by addressing issues such as more efficient lighting and heating and better monitoring of energy use on campus. The local fishing industry, along with Humboldt State and the Lisa Wise Consulting Firm, will host two public meetings this month to discuss the current state and the future of the fishing industry in the county. The first meeting will be held at the Warfinger Building on the 27th, with the second scheduled for Shelter Cove on the 29th. A list of recommendations for improving local fisheries will be released next year, and the meetings are focused on what changes can be made to bolster the fishing economy. The City of Eureka will host a public meeting tonight to discuss a proposed daycare center for the homeless that would be run by the Betty Chin Foundation. The meeting begins at 6:30 at Runeberg Hall at the corner of Wabash and Union Streets in Eureka. A 6-month pilot project has been proposed, and the center would provide a place for homeless to sleep, eat, and clean up, and then be able to access services provided by the city and the county. The County Department of Public Health has issued an update regarding a case of meningitis that was diagnosed in a Washington elementary student in late August. Public Health wants anyone who had significant contact with the child between August 17th and the 25th, including students, teachers, aides, and any others, to receive a treatment of chemoprophylaxis. Contact the County Public Health Branch for more information. The CHP is investigating the events that led to a fatal traffic collision on Highway 299 Tuesday night. 22-year-old Weaverville resident Priya Sandhu was behind the wheel of a Honda sedan when she pulled out in front of a transit bus and suffered fatal injuries in the collision. She was pronounced dead at the scene. Two passengers in the Honda and three from the bus suffered moderate to major injuries and were taken to the hospital for treatment. Students at Grant Elementary School in Eureka held a readathon today to raise money for the victims of the Helena Fire in Trinity County, where 72 homes and 60 other structures and outbuildings were destroyed by wildfire. The readathon's goal was to raise $1,500 that will be added to the donations already made to the Trinity County Relief Fund through the Humboldt Area Foundation. If you wish to donate to the fund, check the foundation's webpage. It's also coordinating fundraising efforts for residents in Curry County as well. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.